Ordinary just has to be one of the loneliest words in our vocabulary these days. Who wants a bumper sticker that announces to the neighborhood, "My child is an ordinary student at Bubbling Brook Elementary"? Who wants to be that ordinary person who lives in an ordinary town, is a member of an ordinary church, and has ordinary friends and works an ordinary job? Our life has to count. We have to leave our mark, have a legacy, and make a difference. And all of this should be something that can be managed, measured, and maintained. We have to live up to our Facebook profile. It's one of the newer versions, I think, of Salvation by Works. Still, I sense a growing restlessness with all this restlessness. Some have grown tired of the constant calls to radical change through new and improved schemes. They're less sure they want to jump on the next bandwagon or trailblaze new paths to greatness. You know that something's afoot when a satirical newspaper like The Onion pokes fun at this fad, reducing our hyperbolic lives to a sarcastic joke. Camden, Maine. Longtime acquaintances confirmed to reporters this week that local man Michael Husmer, an unambitious 29-year-old loser who leads an enjoyable and fulfilling life, still lives in his hometown and has no desire to leave. Claiming that the aimless slouch has never resided more than 2 hours from his parents and still hangs out with friends from high school, sources close to Husmer reported that the man, who has meaningful, lasting personal relationships and a healthy work-life balance, is an unmotivated washout who's perfectly comfortable being a nobody for the rest of his life. I've known Mike my whole life, and he's a good guy, but it's pretty pathetic that he's still living on the same street he grew up on and experiencing a deep sense of personal satisfaction, childhood friend David Gorman said of the unaspiring, completely gratified do-nothing. As soon as Mike graduated from college, he moved back home and started working at a local insurance firm. Now he's nearly 30 years old, living in the exact same town he was born in, working at the same small-time job, and is extremely contented in all aspects of his home and professional lives. It's really sad. Additionally, pointing to the intimate, enduring connections he's developed with his wife, parents, siblings, and neighbors, sources reported that Husmer's life is pretty humiliating on multiple levels. Husmer's ordinary life is debt-free, and he's perfectly content to stay put, while many of his high school friends go off to the bright lights in big cities. He doesn't care about impressing total strangers every day as he climbs the corporate ladder when he can invest in the lives of those closest to him. He doesn't have 1,000 friends on Facebook, just a close family and circle of friends in town. "I'm just glad I got out of there and didn't end up like Mike," says Husmer's cousin, Amory Martin, 33, an attorney at a large law firm who hasn't seen Husmer, her closest childhood playmate, for nearly 6 years. "The last thing I'd ever want is to have a loving family nearby, feel a sense of pleasure when reflecting on my life, and be the big failure that everyone runs into when they visit home once a year for the holidays." You know, there's a lot of truth in that portrait of poor Mike Husmer. Ironically, today, it isn't all that difficult to pull up roots and become anonymous, starting life all over with a new set of relationships. Our mobile, individualistic culture makes it possible for us to reinvent ourselves whenever we want a fresh start and a new set of supporting actors in our personalized life movie. Even the Lego company piled on with a blockbuster 2014 film that parodies the culture of corporate hype, of which it's a part. As one review of the Lego movie explains, it's about a Lego minifigure named Emmett, whose empty mind has been filled with a blind devotion to an indifferent commercial empire. Thanks to the evil mastermind known as President Business and later Lord Business, Emmett watches the same stupid TV shows and listens to the same insipid pop songs over and over again. Everything is awesome. At the end of the movie / infomercial, Emmett appeals to Lord Business. "You don't have to be the bad guy. You're the most talented, most interesting, most extraordinary person in the universe." Then Emmett immediately adds, "And so is everybody." The reviewer noted this is part of a growing trend in corporate advertising to mock the hype even as they engage in it. I'm not saying that there is something wrong with moving to the city to pursue an adrenaline-racing calling, and I understand the fact that advertising